now, back to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
All right, welcome back to it on a Thursday. You know, I really am enjoying my time here at the Amway Grand, the Governor's Conference on Tourism for 2018. Just talking to so many great folks here about travel and tourism. Linda Hoth will be here from Sault Ste. Marie in a bit. We're also going to be talking to Rich Studley from the Michigan Chamber. Tim Stout will join me to talk about the Final Four here in hour number three. And John James will be joining me as well, running for Senate on the Republican side. And new numbers showing that he is doing very well against Sandy Pentzer, those two vying for the Republican nomination for the chance to take on Debbie Stabenow in the general election coming up in November. All right, Alex. I guess we got Tim Walberg on the line, which is what we're looking for. Congressman Tim Walberg joining me now. Congressman, welcome back.
Good to be back with you.
Good to have you here, sir. All right, so I need to pick up the conversation from last week because, I mean, I've run into a lot of angry people out here about this $1.3 trillion omnibus spending bill, saying it's just not the way to run a railroad. Congressman Massey was on the program yesterday from Kentucky. You know, he's an outspoken critic of that bill and how it's put together and everything else that's going on. And so I guess give us an update as to where this is and why this was the right thing for Michigan and for the United States, because as you know, there are a lot of people that are less than convinced.
Well, yeah, and that's why I appreciate being on a program like yours, because we talk about the actual facts. And with Tom Massey and others, certainly it's not the right way to run a railroad or a country. But we live with reality of what we have. We have a Senate that's unable, unwilling, or whatever to act. And I criticize Mitch McConnell as well as Chuck Schumer for that. The rules of the Senate have to change. President Trump came out very clearly after he signed this bill, because I think he saw the same things in it that I did that were important to get done with the problems that were still there. But ultimately said the Senate has to end the filibuster. That it cannot be allowed to stop us doing what we're supposed to do. And one of our constitutional responsibilities is to pass a full budget. We did that in the House back in September, as you know. We've talked about that. It was on time, on target, and on budget, not deficit. It kept the 2011 spending levels. This ending spending plan, and again, this wasn't a full budget. This was completing a budget that had started with CR after CR after CR, continuing resolution, because the Senate wouldn't take up the budget plan we sent to them. So this finished it off. It was about $140 billion over the 2011 targets that we'd established, and primarily almost 80% of that came from fully funding the military for 2 years, the first time we've done that in over a decade. That needed to be done. It's picking up lost time, lost effort, and frankly, deaths that have taken place as a result of not doing what we should have done with the military. And finally putting it in place, it took care of the cost that came from hurricanes, floods, and fires. It funded the wall for a full year. In fact, it gave 95 miles as opposed to the 75 mm-hmm. that President Trump was asking for. We wanted to fully fund it, of course, but you can work with what you got. So we completed those things. Let me just say one thing that I think a lot of your listeners have questioned, because misinformation has been put out there that we funded Planned Parenthood. Absolutely not. There is not a single line item in this spending plan or our full budget or what we passed in September to the Senate that funds Planned Parenthood.
Well, then where is their money coming from?
Well, you're going to have to find that for me, because I'm not involving myself with the lie.
We'll look it up.
That's out there that they're funding. You can't find it. The $500 million that some people have said is there, I dare you to go and read every single line of the 2,300-page bill and find me funding. It's not there. And then I ask the question, if it were there, why wouldn't National Right to Life, Susan B. Anthony as well, be out there, the strongest promoters of life in this country? Why wouldn't they be out there opposing this bill?
Let me ask you something else, because you mentioned Mitch McConnell there, and Mitch McConnell is the brunt of a lot of anger in this country. So is Paul Ryan. And Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, a lot of rumors swirling on Capitol Hill now, both official and unofficial, that Paul Ryan's going to step down and leave the speakership and leave the United States Congress. What do you know?
I don't think so. I think you look at the guy who has pushed back against Mitch McConnell, who has led this House to keep to our 2011 spending plan, and now for 4 years almost that he's been Speaker, who has worked closely with the President, who takes phone calls from the President almost daily, and they become quite a working team together. He understands that it is his responsibility to stick it out with us, to work through at least this election cycle. He, in turn, has to make sure that his seat is secured, and the dropout at this point in time would cause real problems. So the rumors fly all the time, but I personally don't think so, having talked to him almost daily myself. And again, he is the guy that's kind of led us to keep even the Senate, on occasions, moving the right direction. He was the foremost pusher for the tax cut, Jobs Act bill that we got, and now this country is experiencing some great, great improvement from that tax cut that went through. So I don't believe it. Rumors swirl all the time. Rumors swirl that I'm getting younger. That's not true either.
Well, I am. If you're not, I'm going to go ahead and get younger. And real quickly, I've only got about 30 seconds here, Congressman. Congressman Tim Walberg with us. Michael Horowitz stepping in now on the FISA abuse allegations at the Fisk Court and so forth. Good idea, bad idea? We got like 30 seconds.
Good idea. Horowitz, I trust. He's a conscientious guy. He's there to simply find the facts, and he has been a great help to us for all of the years that he has been in that place, serving both Republican and Democrat administrations, doing the job. So he's a guy that I think will add a solid factor to the whole discussions.
All right, Congressman Tim Walberg, thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
I'll do that. Baseball starts today. That's a good thing, and what a wonderful time to celebrate Easter.
There you go. Good Friday tomorrow, Easter Sunday coming. And baseball season opens today. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show.